A famous example. The throne room scene of Shakespeare's Henry V uses both merry and happy in an opposing sense. The French prince has just sent an insulting gift to Henry V, the King of England. Duke of Exeter. This was a merry message. King Henry V. We hope to make the sender blush at it. Therefore, my lords, omit no happy hour that may give furtherance to our expedition, for we have now no thought in us but France, save those to God that run before our business. The Duke of Exeter describes the message as merry because it comes with a gift of tennis balls. The accompanying message says that the King of England is childish and only wants to play. The message is cheerful and lively, but not designed to make the king happy. When the king says, "Omit no happy hour that may give furtherance to our expedition," he means, don't waste any pleasant, lucky opportunity that might help us in our new war with France. The word happy in early modern English, especially in a context like this, also means lucky.